Hollywood directors, artists condemn Operation Epic Fury. Respect Iran's right to self-determination. By Paul Bois on March 12, 2026. Several filmmakers, including Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, and Mike Figgis, leaving Las Vegas, along with artists and academics have signed an open letter condemning the U.S. strikes against Iran while calling for leaders to respect Iran's right to self-determination. While the letter did not defend the Iranian regime, which recently killed an estimated 30,000 protesters seeking change, it did emphasize that violence will not lead to the liberation of the Iranian people. We, a collective of artists, cultural practitioners, and filmmakers, issue this statement in full awareness of our historical and ethical responsibility to unequivocally condemn war, military violence, and all forms of political and military intervention, it said. We state clearly and without ambiguity that the destiny, future, and political determination of Iran belong exclusively to the people of Iran, it continued. No foreign power, no government, and no military coalition holds the legitimacy to determine the political, social, or historical trajectory of this land. The right to self-determination is a fundamental and inalienable principle that arises solely from the free and conscious will of a people. The letter further called on the cessation of all military campaigns in the region for prioritization of diplomacy, dialogue, and adherence to international law, believing that war will only lead to civilian deaths and little political change. Modern and earlier history alike demonstrate that no enduring peace has ever emerged from bombardment or military threats, it said. No freedom has been delivered through missiles, sanctions, or occupation. War, even when initiated under the rhetoric of liberation, inevitably leads to the destruction of civilian infrastructure, the fragmentation of social fabric, the expansion of poverty, and the perpetuation of violence. We categorically reject any political narrative that presents war as a legitimate instrument for achieving freedom, it added. President Trump has recently told reporters that the war will end very soon.